For almost 20 years, Cheryl Lyons has made Ukraine her home. The months since the country was invaded by Russia have been heartbreaking for the nation, but even amidst the air raids, bombings and destruction, she is getting ready to go back and says she is at peace returning to the country she loves so she can continue to share the love of God with its people. Cheryl has been back in Outlook since the end of June in a trip needed to deal with paperwork. The timing was providential as it gave family and friends the opportunity to see and speak to her in person, rather than waiting for her updates out of Ukraine. "Thank you. Thank you for being here," Cheryl said to a large crowd gathered at Outlook Alliance Church to hear her speak last week. "It is so good to see you all. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support." Cheryl's presentation took place 6 months to the day the Russian invasion began. In trying to describe the situation, Cheryl said, "Imagine 9/11 happening every day. That is what life has been like for Ukrainians." Cheryl lives in Zhushchev, a town about an hour's drive from Kyiv. Prior to the invasion, the town had a population of about 8,000. Very quickly that rose to more than 35,000 as people sought refuge, a need Cheryl's church was able to help meet. "Just before Christmas we finished renovations to a large meeting area," she explained, "and then a few weeks later it became tent city for people who were fleeing Kyiv. They came and stayed in our building for a night, a week or more. Approaching Russian forces causes Cheryl and others to leave their home as the fighting intensified and Russian forces were about 45 miles away. It was felt that foreigners and some women and children needed to leave Zhushchev. Cheryl was told to prepare for the reality that when she returned her house may not be there. It's an interesting thing to think about," Cheryl shared. "What do you pack? What is important to me? I did cry as I packed my bag and took pictures of my home. It was a very emotional time. The group got to a refugee camp safely, and while some got assistance in leaving Ukraine, Cheryl was among those who stayed to lend a hand caring for refugees. The resiliency of the Ukrainian people was on display at the camp where Cheryl met Baba, an 83-year-old woman who disregarded the urgings of her family wanting her to leave Ukraine. She is an amazing lady who encouraged everyone who saw her," Cheryl said. "She is such a great cook. Sometimes we were feeding 200 people a day. Baba would not hear of leaving but insisted on staying at the camp where she could help care for people. Baba told Cheryl, 'It's okay. If I die, I die serving the Lord.'" Refugees and rebuilding. 6 million Ukrainians have left the country and another 8 million have been displaced internally with no place to live. In referencing the growing numbers, Cheryl said, "That means there are 14 million Ukrainian refugees out of a population that is just slightly over 40 million. The devastation to homes, roads, bridges and buildings is heartbreaking." She recounted a visit she made to a kindergarten badly damaged by weapons. "It was a large kindergarten. They just finished remodeling it last year," she explained. "Now you can see bullet holes all around. Many people died here. A child's playground was turned into a war zone." Cheryl has joined teams going out to help with cleanup and rebuilding efforts, and this is providing hope, even as bombs continue to drop. "We have people working on houses and helping them rebuild. When they see a new window going in, they cry. Of great concern is preparing for winter. The mayor of Kyiv is urging citizens to have enough warm clothes on hand since there is uncertainty surrounding the natural gas supply that would normally come from Russia. Humanitarian aid isn't getting into some areas in eastern Ukraine, so President Zelensky has told people they should leave because there is no gas or water in some communities and the government can't help them in the winter. In other regions, bombed and burnt fields means winter wheat wasn't harvested and no planting could be done. It's a devastating picture, but one not without hope and inspiration." Ukrainian Independence Day, Cheryl said that when Russia invaded they thought they would be through the country in less than a week. Putin planned to have his tanks going down Kreschatyk, main street of Kyiv, on Ukrainian Independence Day. Cheryl, speaking on that very day, remarked, "On the Kreschatyk today there are Russian tanks on that street, but they are destroyed tanks." She credits the president for the leadership he has shown. "President Zelensky has stood up. He has not left. Because of his leadership, it has given our men and women fighting on the front lines that extra encouragement and inspiration. Every day we get a message on our phones. He ends the day by writing to the Ukrainian people saying, 'We're going to get through this, we're going to fight to the end.'" Cheryl added, "We don't know when that will come, but Ukrainians will keep fighting. Why return to Ukraine? It has been a difficult time, and Cheryl herself perhaps didn't realize how traumatic it all has been until she was out of Ukraine. I drove to Poland to fly home, and as I crossed the Polish border, I actually had a physical release. I hadn't realized how much stress I had been carrying over the past months living on high alert every day. She said the first month back in Canada, she had an automatic response to look up when she heard or saw something in the sky and then wondered where she might hide. Given the physical and emotional toll, it's not surprising she was asked why she is planning to return to Ukraine later this month. It's a good question, Cheryl responded. I've asked myself that. Even in the midst of all the terrible things that are happening in the world, God is good. Buildings can be rebuilt. But there are so many people that are hurting. I want to share the hope that I have with them, hope that only Jesus can bring. That is my desire.